thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask God. How large is your asking capacity when it comes to prayer? When Elijah asked Elisha, "What may I do for you before I am taken away?" Elisha said, "Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." Some of us may have been shocked by his response, pegged him as arrogant, and said, "You need to humble yourself and be grateful for the privilege of serving a great prophet like Elijah, and count yourself fortunate if God permits you to carry on his ministry." But Elisha wasn't timid, and Elijah wasn't offended. So how did it all turn out? Elisha got his double portion and ended up performing twice as many miracles as Elijah. When you pray, God doesn't say, "Make your requests reasonable and practical." He wants you to ask largely and abundantly, not sparingly. How's this for a big promise? "Only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the whole earth as your possession." That's from Psalm 2:8. Take the limits off God. Think about it. If he's willing to give you the nations as your inheritance, he will surely save your loved ones, heal your body, give you that job, that home, or that relationship you've been praying for. Jesus said, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name." Only two times in Scripture has someone said something that caused Jesus to marvel. On both occasions, it was a demonstration of audacious faith by a Gentile, and someone the religious crowd thought had no right to God's miraculous provision. So Vision's word for you today is, enlarge your asking capacity.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.